Welcome back to the program. It is another week. It is a Tuesday now. Welcome back to the Bun Sports Show, your place for college football news and analysis. The best college football podcast, in my opinion, anywhere. Find me one better. Well, there is a little bit of news this afternoon as we get started on this week, as we roll into week 7 now of the college football season. Steve Spurrier has finally decided to eliminate Stephen Garcia from the South Carolina roster. In a statement this afternoon, South Carolina announced that Steve Spurrier is no longer with the Gamecock football team, and that and I assume that decision was made from the top. Steve Spurrier, my only question is, why did he not make it back in the summer? And he could have had Connor Shaw this entire season, and maybe the loss to Auburn would not have been incurred. But that was not the case, and Spurrier decided to hang with Garcia through thick and thin, and you see where it got him. But that's where... that story is today. I want to introduce the college football professor who is with us every single Tuesday. College football professor, how are you?
I'm doing great, and this is it never ceases to amaze us at the changes and the things, some of them expected or unexpected, that can happen. And you know, Jacob, as we approach the midway point for the 2011 college football season, we can easily say that it's been exciting and interesting. For instance, we had the first touchdown taken off the scoreboard because of the new celebration rule. And we had our first coach fired. Think about this, Jacob. Last year, at this time, Mike Stoops was rated number 9 in the country with a 5-1 record. The difference is that the four of the five losses that the Wildcats from Arizona have had in the first five games were against Oklahoma State, Stanford, Oregon, and Southern California. But, of course, the straw that broke the camel's back was a loss to Oregon State, who was 0-5 at the time.
Our friend Bruce Feldman of CBS Sports reported last night that Arizona head coach, former Arizona head coach now, Mike Stoops, was fired. He is the brother of Bob Stoops, for those of you wanting a point of reference. Yeah, let's talk about that when we get started here. Let's talk about that excessive celebration penalty charged to the LSU punter on a fake punt. After a penalty, they got a chance to do it over, and he went for a touchdown, and it was a minor celebration at the end. I don't know in myself if it warranted a penalty. What do you think?
Well, you know, when you're they have to let the rules are made. It's the referee's job to make sure the rules are carried out, and I think that was the thing. It wasn't excessive in any way, but nonetheless it occurred, and they had to call it.
It did not matter for those of you who didn't get to see the game. It didn't matter. I mean, LSU had a 14-0 lead at that point anyway, and they was only penalized 15 yards, and they went on and scored. So it was of no consequence in that game, but it could be down the road. All right, let's get started. What else do you have for us this week?
Well, I was just thinking that the Big 12 has some big games this week. Texas A&M plays Baylor. Oklahoma State plays Texas. Texas Tech plays Kansas State. So we're going to see some dividing taking place.
Absolutely.
There. Absolutely. And one other thought that just comes to my mind is the fact that TCU must be suffering from an identity crisis. Within a year, they have gone from the Mountain West Conference to the Big East Conference to the Big 12 Conference. It might be like Tommy Crutcher, who was a 1963 All-American with the Horned Frogs, who was a running back and a linebacker. And he was an All-American, and he went on to play for the Green Bay Packers as a linebacker. In fact, he was on their 66 and 67 Super Bowl teams. But he left Green Bay and moved to the New York Giants on the East Coast. After playing for a while there, he moved to the West Coast and played for the Los Angeles Rams. Then after he played a while there, he came back to Green Bay to finish his career. So I guess you could say that... that the identity crisis goes deep with the Horned Frogs of Texas Christian University.
I suppose you could. How about this past weekend? Any other thing that stood out for you? To you?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I'm going to call the thing that stood out to me as a big win off Broadway. Now, usually the Georgia-Tennessee game would be a Broadway main attraction in the Southern football circles. While Georgia defeating Tennessee was a major impact game on the SEC East, as an attraction, it was more like the mule jump at the fair than the horse race at the Kentucky Derby.
Well, it was interesting, and you said Georgia was going to win. I thought Tennessee would win. I was obviously wrong, and I have to give credit to Mark Richt, and I haven't done that a whole lot this year because of the disastrous start they had. But that was a big win over Tennessee. I will give him credit for that. That is certainly better than the ones that other people wanted to give him credit for, Ole Miss and Mississippi State. Now let's see what he does with that. Georgia's in a position now to finish the year strong and perhaps get in Atlanta and make some noise. All right, Mark Richt, you've got a chance now. We'll see what you do with it.
Before we look at the next week and begin trying to analyze some of the games, I want to make this statement. I believe the most impressive three wins of the college football season have been LSU defeating Oregon, Alabama's win over Arkansas, and Clemson's win over Virginia Tech.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I think Clemson's win over Virginia Tech was monumental, and I would agree with the other two as well.
And especially being played at
right. I mean, I said it at the time. You 5 o'clock start in Lane Stadium when it's cold. I think it was like 20 degrees there. I mean, it's just very hard odds to go up against. And Clemson not only won the game, they blew them out. I mean, it wasn't even close. But now Taj Boyd, we'll see what his status is. That could be a big impact to Clemson's dream season this year.
I was listing 3 or 4, maybe 5 surprise teams of the year so far. And some of those may crash and burn in the next 2 or 3 weeks. But I was thinking of Kansas State at 5-0.
Definitely.
Illinois 6-0. Georgia Tech 5-0. Michigan 5-0. And Clemson 6-0.
Well, I think Kansas State maybe, look at contenders and pretenders. It'd be fun for us to do that at some point. But I think Kansas State may be a pretender. They have to play a rough gauntlet of the big boys later on in the season. As for Georgia Tech, one you mentioned there at the end, be careful. Georgia Tech is dangerous. They're undefeated, and they could be a serious national contender when this is all said and done. The ACC right now comes down to Georgia Tech and Clemson in opposite divisions, so that could get interesting. All right, let's move on now to our predictions of the games upcoming this weekend, and you have 10 of them as always. Do we have any update on our record, how we're doing in this particular segment?
Well, I can say this. For the first time this past week, the old professor went 10-0.
Wow.
So it was the first time I'd had a perfect pick, but we're doing quite well.
Well, good. Well, let's get started this week. Who's up first?
The first game is LSU at Tennessee. Hmm. Now, Tennessee leads this series 20-8, 20 wins, 8 losses, and 3 ties. But I'm going to pick my winner this week to be LSU.
Well, I picked before the season in my previews. I always change from what I picked before the season. It seems like it's inevitable. But I did pick Tennessee to win this game. I thought Tennessee's ripe for the upset. They almost beat them last year. If you remember, it was the clock controversy at the end of that game. However, having seen Tennessee and having seen LSU, I don't think there's any shot they win this game. I'm going to have to go with LSU simply because they're just on 2 different wavelengths right now.
The next game is probably the most difficult game for me to pick. You might find that strange to say that, mm-hmm. but it's Georgia at Vanderbilt.
Oh, I know it, yep.
And Georgia leads this series 51-18-2. And last year, Georgia beat them 43-0. However, I'm concerned about this game of which way it might go, but you can't, you have to make a choice, right. and my choice is going to be the Georgia Bulldogs.
You don't do this job, what we're doing here, long enough. You have to have fun every once in a while. And I've been sizing up this game and all afternoon. I was talking to somebody else earlier. I said, I just don't know who to pick in this game because I really feel like Vanderbilt has the defense to beat Georgia, and I really do. So I'm going to go with the Vanderbilt Commodores to win this game in Nashville, and I think it'll be a good competitive game. Actually, one you probably want to tune in to see. But I like Vanderbilt's defense. They are assignment sound, playing very well. James Franklin's doing a wonderful job in his first year. I'm going to take the Commodores, and we'll see where I am next week.
I can't really argue with you that much on that, but you have to choose. It's like we're instructed that we can't serve two masters. And so you have to, when it comes down to it, you have to make a choice. So the next game is Florida at Auburn. Now, Auburn leads this series 42-38-2. As you know, Gene Chizik is a Florida graduate.
He sure is.
1985. And Muschamp, Georgia graduate, 1994. And, Jacob, it might surprise you, but I heard this rumor. I don't put much stock in rumors, but I heard a rumor that Pat Sullivan and Steve Spurrier may play quarterback in this game.
Oh, my word.
But I don't believe it, because they both will be engaged in coaching their own team. And one other
fact... That must have been started on Twitter.
Yeah. And one other fact is that Mary Boudreau, an LSU graduate, is the faculty representative for Auburn. So I had to give out another shout-out to a Boudreau.
Okay.
But I'm picking Florida to win this game.
Well, I something tells me I need to pick Florida in this game because they're going to win the football game. But I'm not going to do it because it's in Auburn. I will say this, though. It is kind of – the Gators are kind of due for something after these 2 weeks of just getting blown out. The problem for them is – they don't have a general on the field in a quarterback right now to lead them, and whatever Will Muschamp decides to do at the quarterback position, I don't think it's going to be sufficient to go down and beat Auburn. And Auburn's got enough offense to where they can probably keep an edge on Florida for this game. It'll be a fun game to watch, but I think I'm going to have to go with Auburn at home.
The next game is Alabama at Ole Miss. Now, Alabama leads this series 51-18-3. Now, preseason, Alabama's offensive line was rated number one, and the Ole Miss's offensive line was rated number two. So that sounds good for both teams. But I'm thinking of Richardson, Trent Richardson, who is now the number five ranked rusher in America with 729 yards in six games. So I'm going to pick Alabama to win this game.
Okay, first of all, are we picking like points here? I mean, we're picking this thing straight up. Alabama is 41st in the nation in total offense. They are averaging 434 yards a game, and A.J. McCarron's doing a wonderful job. A.J. McCarron, by the way, is 81st personally in total offense, so I don't think Alabama wants to sell their stock. Yet, and Ole Miss is 86th in the nation in total defense. That's not good when you're playing in the SEC. But how about this? Ole Miss is 114th in total offense. They cannot move the football. And I've watched a couple of their games this year, a couple of weeks ago against Georgia, and I'm just not impressed at all with the job that Ole Miss is doing right now of trying to move the football on offense. So while they may hold Alabama to a number under 40 or maybe even under 30 points, they're not going to score that many, so Alabama will win this comfortably.
I never have really wanted to pick a game by how many points, because I've always thought that if you win by one, it's a victory. If you win by 21, it's a victory. If you win by 51, it's a victory. So it's just a matter of who wins or who loses. The next game that we would pick is South Carolina at Mississippi State. Now, this will be the 14th time these two gridiron powers have played. South Carolina leads this series 7-6. And I'm going to say that South Carolina will win the game if Steve Spurrier does not play a quarterback that he selects out of the intramural league there at South Carolina.
It's all right for a Mississippi State upset with all the drama going on in South Carolina today with Stephen Garcia being dismissed from the team there, and then Steve Spurrier's episode with a reporter there, Ron Morris, who writes for the state newspaper. But I'm going to go with South Carolina because I thought last week, I know it's Kentucky, and Kentucky's not very good this year. But Connor Shaw showed me something. It doesn't matter who you're playing if you're coming in for the first time like that as a starter. Of course, he started other games before, but the first time as it's all yours. It's all Connor Shaw's offense now. I think he did pretty well. I mean, they put up a lot of points on Kentucky. So I'm going with South Carolina.
Well, we might also add that Lattimore, the running back for South Carolina, is number three in the nation in rushing with 779 yards. Our next game is Purdue at Penn State. Now, this is Penn State's homecoming game. Now, you might know that in 2008 was the last time that they played. And it was at Purdue, and Penn State won that game 20-6. And the last time they played in Happy Valley, Penn State won 26-19. That was in 2007. But I'm saying, Jacob, that 107,282 fans will be happy at homecoming this year in Happy Valley. Penn State wins this game.
Oh, no question about it. I was watching a little Purdue in Minnesota last Saturday and got the mistaken impression that I was watching somebody like UAB and Tulane or something. It was just a miserable game. Neither team looked very good at all, and they're neither one very good. So, yeah, Penn State will have this one with ease.
Our next game is Indiana at Wisconsin. Now, this is also Wisconsin's homecoming. But, you know, Wisconsin may feel more at ease, and they might be better prepared playing at home. Last year, they had to go to Memorial Stadium and play at Indiana. And in that game, they won it 83-20. So if they're at home and feel better about things, who knows what the score is going to be. You know, it just seems, I seem to imagine that Indiana's coach, Kevin Wilson, he's not off to a very good start.
No, he's not. And I'm going to take Wisconsin as well, big.
The next game is Michigan at Michigan State. Now, last year, Michigan State won the game 34-17. Michigan, though, was leading late in the, or maybe midway through the second quarter. And Robinson had two interceptions that were turned into touchdowns for Michigan Michigan State to go on and win by a lengthy margin. I'm picking Michigan State to win this game as well.
I'm going to agree with you on that. I think Michigan State being at home is really the big deciding factor for me, because I think these teams really collide quite well. The matchup is very intriguing. I think Denard Robinson is doing it all for Michigan right now, but I think they're buying into their press. I think they will be buying into their press clippings this weekend when they face Michigan State. Michigan State's a very hungry football team who probably thinks that they should be undefeated at this point, and they're not. So I'm going to like Michigan State to get this one.
The next game is Oklahoma at Kansas. The Jayhawks have dropped six straight to Oklahoma by an average of 22 points. I don't see anything changing this year, and I'm going to say that the Sooners are going to come out on top.
Well, I mean, you could add the final score of this game up, and it might end up being something like a Social Security number. I think Oklahoma will put up an innumerable amount of points on Kansas this weekend. Bob Stoops has got his team playing at a high level. If you destroy Texas, possibilities are endless.
Our next game is Colorado at Washington. Now, here's Colorado, who has not won a Pac-12 game yet. They're playing at Washington. The Huskies have won the last two games that they have played with Colorado. The last time, they beat them 31-24. Now, Jacob, that was in 1999. That was a revenge game for Colorado. A revenge game because Rick Neuhausel had left Colorado to go to Washington, and the Colorado people were all upset, and they were going to take revenge on him. Well, there's a lesson to be learned. We need to be careful about what we get a heartburn over, but because who wants Rick Neuhausel now? But anyway, I'm picking Washington to win this game.
That's true. Rick Neuhausel's latest reading on the New York Stock Exchange is not very high. But, yeah, I'm going to take Washington in this game, too. I don't like how Colorado and Utah, they have disappointed me. I picked Utah. I took a leap of faith and picked them to win that South Division. Colorado and Utah have been the biggest flops this year. I think you could look across the board and find that they have been some of the biggest disappointments. All right, let's go to the chalkboard. And chalk talk, whatever we call it, for this Tuesday as we roll into week 7.
Well, Jacob, there was one game that one team that we didn't put on our projection list, and that is the Kentucky Wildcats. Well, the reason we didn't put them on the list, because Kentucky is taking an off week. They've got an off week, and that's to help them prepare to play Jacksonville State the following week.
Well, yeah.
So they probably will need all that preparation.
Well, the Gamecocks did upset Ole Miss last year, so, I mean, maybe.
Well, as we go to the chalkboard, there are two or three things I want us to think about. First of all, teams that are on the rise, again, I'm putting Georgia and the Washington Huskies on that list. The teams on the decline, I'm putting Florida State University and, of course, Oregon State University. So those two teams are on decline, and I would add Ohio State to that list of declining teams.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think Oregon State's been a major disappointment, and the same can probably be said for Ohio State. I thought that game last weekend, that was just that's got to be heartbreaking if you were a wearer of red and silver there in Columbus, because man, I mean, they had a big lead on Nebraska and allowed them to come back and win.
A couple of teams maybe. I think maybe these are the two teams. We've talked about several teams that have played a little bit better than we thought they might. But I'm going to select two teams that I believe that are above preseason projections. And those two teams are Oklahoma State and Clemson. Both of them were looked, you know, they were projected to have pretty good teams, but not to the degree that they're playing this year.
Yeah, they're both doing well, really well.
And also, it's a surprising thing that here we are almost at midseason, and 13 teams are still undefeated. Yep. Now, out of those 13 teams, I'm going to list in order the teams that I think I'm ranking these as the five teams most likely, or maybe not say most likely, let's back off of that and say that are possibly could go down from the undefeated ranks this week. I'm listing the number one team is Michigan.
Yeah.
Number two would be Kansas State. Third is Oklahoma State. Fourth, Illinois. And fifth would be LSU.
Mm-hmm.
That's my five teams in order that could possibly fall from the unbeaten ranks in this coming Saturday.
Well, it sounds good. Professor, another great segment. Thanks for stopping in.
Well, it's a joy to be here, and I trust that everyone enjoys their favorite team this Saturday, and it's going to be another great day of college football.
It'll be fun. Everyone have a nice day. We'll be back tomorrow. Remember, for the best college football news and analysis, keep it at BunSports.com. We'll see you tomorrow.